BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Monday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Emma's called in sick again.
Right.
2 days in a row.
Well, I suppose I could help Fallon when I'm free.
Oh, would you? Yeah, that would be brilliant. The thing is, Mum, we drove past Grange Farm yesterday and Emma was out helping Ed with the Texels. So she can't be that ill, can she? And we had all this when George was phoning in sick, and I know she's got a lot going on, but it's infuriating.
I'm not sure what we can do about it, love. It's a complicated situation.
None of which is our fault. Now, I'm going to ring her.
Okay.
And where are Susan and Clary?
On their way, I hope. But listen, Dad is really struggling with the milking, Tom.
Is he?
Oh, sorry I'm late.
Oh, Susan.
Morning.
I was Auntie Clary. Has she texted you?
I'm not sure.
Her sister had her operation.
Oh, that's right. Is she okay?
She's being discharged from the hospital.
Ah.
So Clary's having to go and look after her for a few days. She's on the coach now.
What?
To Norfolk?
Great Yarmouth, yes. Just until the carers know what they're doing, you know.
Okay. So you'll have to cover in here today, not the tea room, Mum.
Well, yes, all right.
Anyway, I need to get on. There's tons of work in the polytunnels I need to check on. See you later.
Okay. Bye then.
I can work a bit later if that helps, Pat. I'm sure Joy wouldn't mind holding the fort at the shop.
Oh, that might be useful. Thanks. And how are things with you?
Oh, well, Martha's nearly finished her gardening a seed tray for the flower and produce. And Joy will not stop banging on about her bizarre sausage roll concoctions.
I heard the interest were a bit on the low side this year.
Me too. I guess without Fallon at the helm. Anyway, the little ones are really getting into it. Pip said her Rose is desperate to enter something, though she doesn't know what. Oh, and Jazz is entering an enormous sunflower, according to our Tracy.
But you're okay, are you? You've got such a lot on your plate at the moment.
Well, I just hope Clary's sister's getting on all right.
Yes, but... Susan, we heard about Emma and Will.
What?
Lillian phoned this morning.
Oh.
They know at the pub. They heard from Fallon.
I'm so sorry, Pat.
No. Please, that's not... I just wanted you to know I'm aware. So if you feel... if you need some support, you only have to ask.
Oh, well, thanks. I'm probably best getting on with it, to be honest with you. If I keep busy, then there's no time to dwell. Shall we get changed? Then we can crack on.
Oh, well, yes, of course.
So, Ian's joining the PTA, is he?
He volunteered to be class rep, so his phone doesn't stop pinging 24/7.
Sounds about right.
And he's off to his first meeting this week. About their fundraising events, apparently.
Well, he'll get roped into stuff then, won't he?
Exactly what I said. And we haven't got time for anything else. We've got Xander's birthday party next week as well, so we can't decide whether to invite the whole class or just the friends he's made up till now.
Children's parties, eh? Tricky.
It is. When they've only just started school.
Nah, it's always tricky, trust me.
Morning, both. Here's the yoghurts for today's deliveries.
Oh, thanks, Pat.
Right, well, I'll get off then.
Hang on, Will.
Thanks, Pat.
No problem.
Right, see you later.
Okay.
Where's he off to? I've got everything ready for this morning's deliveries.
I'll be back later. He's got to go with George into Porchester.
Has he?
Magistrates Court.
What? Right, I see.
Actually, I think we're lucky to see him at all today. Emma called in sick.
Sorry, Emma's sick.
I suspect you didn't want to see Fallon.
Pat, am I missing something?
Lillian did call you.
I got a couple of voice notes from her earlier, but I haven't had time to listen. What's going on? Emma? Oh, hey. Sorry, I was going to phone, but then I was passing anyway.
Tom, sorry. Just hanging out the washing.
Oh, no, you carry on. I had to fetch the wheelbarrow Eddie borrowed last week. We need it for the polytunnels.
Ah.
Look, Emma, I know you're off sick, but I wondered if I could pop over later for a quick chat.
Here?
Yeah, I know things are difficult for you.
Yeah, well...
But we really value you at the tea room, as well as a neighbour and a friend, of course, so if we can help at all...
Oh.
You know, we're here for you.
Right, thank you.
Look, seriously, I'll pop over this afternoon and bring some cake, shall I?
Well, okay then.
You mean they've known for weeks and didn't say anything?
That's what Lillian said.
And they were arrested?
On Friday, yeah.
Well, I'm glad then, Pat. They deserve it. I hope they throw the book at them.
Tony thinks it's assisting in offenders, something like that.
Right. I'm gobsmacked. Honestly, they knew how awful, how precarious things were for Alice. How much she was struggling. Emma certainly knew. At any moment, Alice could have started drinking again.
I know.
And all the time?
Well...
No, I'm sorry, Pat. I can't trust myself to be anywhere near Will Grundy.
I'm sorry.
Well, how can I work with a guy after he's done that to Alice?
Oh, I see, yes.
I've been with her every step of the way. You know I have. If he's coming back to do deliveries, well, then I can't be here helping him with the loading. I'm sorry, but no way.
Okay. Okay, I mean, if that's how you feel, we'll sort something out.
I don't even want to clap eyes on him. Or Emma.
I completely understand, Adam. Don't worry. Well, so, okay, well, for now, how about you help up at the polytunnels?
Yeah, fine. Yeah, I'll do that. Sorry, Pat, but this is too much. It really is.
And George went too scared at the magistrates.
Oh, you were like a frightened little boy, but he managed not to show it.
Well, I'm not sure he should hide how he's feeling, Will. They notice everything, these people. And it might be good if they see he's upset.
I never thought of it like that.
Anyway, he got through it.
He did. Yeah, I'm just going to have a quick coffee back at home with him.
Oh, well, you got plenty of coffee now, then.
Yep, thought I'd better get the biggest jar. Then I'll have to get back to Bridge Farm, get on with my deliveries.
Well, I'd better warn you, love. Hmm? Things have kicked off a bit since you went.
Since this morning? What's happened?
Adam found out you and Emma knew about George and he's refusing to work with you.
Oh, right.
And with your mum over in Norfolk, Tom had normally put him in the dairy, but Pat's still covering, so...
He don't want to work with you, neither.
Doesn't look like it, no.
Sorry about that, Susan.
Oh, it's not your fault. Anyway, I wanted to say, I'm glad you've told Poppy and Kira everything. I've been worrying about them finding out at school.
Well, Poppy was a lot better after she talked to Kira.
It's so good they've got each other. Family's what counts in situations like this.
I never want to be in a situation like this ever again, Susan. It's killing me.
Oh, us too. We're all feeling it, aren't we? So I was thinking, maybe we should have a family day at the Flower and Produce on Sunday. What do you think?
Well, you can ask Dad or maybe Ed, but I won't be going. Not now, any road.
But Poppy's entering something, isn't she? Well,
Kira will have to take her. Or Mum, if she's back by then. Do you know, I managed to block everything out this morning at work, but now Adam said that...
Well, he's up at the polytunnel, so you'll be okay.
Everyone in the crash, not to mention Alice and Chris, now Adam, all of them were friends, weren't they? Good friends. I can't look in the eye no more.
Oh, it'll pass.
I'm not sure it will.
Listen, love. When I came out of prison, Well, it was dreadful to start with, but gradually, bit by bit, things improved.
I don't know.
I honestly think anyone with kids, if they thought about it for even a minute, as a parent, they'd have some sympathy for you and Emma, surely.
I really hope you're right. But it's going to be so much worse for our George.
Oh, it will, I know.
He's breaking it, Susan. He don't think he'll survive if he goes to Young Offenders.
They look lovely, Tom.
Fallon's cupcakes.
I know. I don't think I can...
Well, save them for later.
Right.
So, how are you feeling?
Hard to say.
Emma, if you're genuinely poorly, please tell me to sling my hook. I'd never want to encourage someone back to work if they weren't well. But you seem... Is this about Fallon?
I honestly cannot face her, Tom.
Right.
And I am feeling stressed, that's completely true.
I'm sure.
I've been worrying myself sick about George. And now, what happens with the kids if Will and me get sent to prison?
Do you think that's a possibility?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, well, that must be really stressful. But, okay, staying home... It going through your head all the time? I mean, is that helping?
Not remotely. It's like hell.
Well, how would you feel then about maybe having a chat about coming back to the tea room?
I can't, Tom. Fallon must be that angry with me.
I'd say she's more upset than angry.
You've talked to her about it?
Yeah.
Really?
And I suggested we all meet at the tea room tomorrow to talk about it.
Me and Fallon?
Well, I'd be with you so I can... Chip in with any thoughts. I mean, whatever helps.
And Fallon agreed?
She did.
Oh. Don't get me wrong, I want to work, but I just don't think there's any way back from this.
I've got an idea about how to sort things out.
Have you?
Yeah. So, what do you think? Why not give it a go?
I don't know what to say. You're sure she wants to do this? She's blocked all my messages.
Well, she said she does. The truth is... We're struggling to manage without you.
Oh. Okay.
So is that a yes?
Yeah. If Fallon's willing to see me, then of course I'll come. Thanks for doing this, Tom.
You're very welcome.